Welcome to tape number 30 of the Ark of the Covenant Opened, or A Treatise of the Covenant of Redemption by Patrick Gillespie. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. There is no copyright on this material, and we encourage you to reproduce it and pass it on to your friends. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, T6L3T5. If you do not have a web connection, please request a free printed catalog. If you do have a web connection and would like to be added to our email list, please send an email to add@swrb.com with the word add in the subject line. And now to our reading of Ark of the Covenant Opening, or A Treatise of the Covenant of Redemption, which we pray you find to be a great blessing, and which we hope draws you near to the Lord Jesus Christ. Continuing our reading of Ark of the Covenant, chapter 22, Christ, a Covenant of the People. 2. The everlastingness of the covenant is comprised in Christ. The covenant is an everlasting covenant, and He is God everlasting, yea, an everlasting mediator, who was set up from everlasting, and shall endure to everlasting. Isaiah 9, verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Proverbs 8, verse 23, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Hebrews 7, verse 25, Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Yea, it is in and through and for Christ that the covenant of grace hath everlastingness in it. Whether we consider it everlasting, it could not have been an everlasting covenant in this respect unless there had been another everlasting party for the everlasting God to deal with. And there was not another party of this kind but Christ, in whom grace was given to us, and promises of life were given to us before the world began. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, Titus 1 verse 2, Proverbs 8 verse 23. Or, if we consider the covenant as everlasting, Christ is the foundation of that, and it is in and for Christ that the covenant is an everlasting covenant. And because he is given for a covenant of the people, therefore everlastingness is given to that covenant. Psalm 89 verse 3, 34 and 35. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. Isaiah 59, verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with thee, saith the Lord. My spirit which is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah 53, verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 3. The order of the covenant is comprised in Christ. The covenant is a well-ordered covenant, and the order of the whole treaty of reconciliation and of this covenant transaction is summed up in Christ, in whom the parties meet together in this order, God coming down to us in Christ, and we coming up to God in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, Matthew 1, verse 23, God with us. Yea, all things that are ordered and disposed concerning covenant grace and blessings are ordered in him and for him and by him, for the methods and ways of God's dispensing and ordering covenant blessings are through him and in him as the channel and conveyance thereof, and for him as the cause, and by him as the great administrator, who is over all that business for the managing thereof. Ephesians 1, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 2, verses 6 and 10. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. 4. The stability of the covenant is comprised in Christ. The covenant of grace is a sure covenant, and he is a firm and sure Christ who fails not and changes not. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Yea, he is the very stability of the covenant of grace. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us, the sure foundation upon which it is established. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Because Christ is in the covenant as a nail in a sure place, and as a foundation and cornerstone which cannot be removed, therefore stability and firmness is in the covenant. Isaiah 22, verse 23. Because the covenant made with him is sure, therefore the covenant made with us is sure. Psalm 89, verses 33 and 34. And because Christ is given for a covenant of the people, therefore stability is given to that covenant as an essential property thereof. 5. The perfection of the covenant of grace is comprised in Christ. It is a perfect covenant, and he is a perfect and complete Christ, a Savior made perfect to be the author of a complete salvation to his people. Hebrews 5, verse 9. And to save to the utmost. Hebrews 7, verse 25. Yea, the covenant is a perfect covenant because Christ is in it, in whom we are complete. Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10. And in whom dwelleth perfect fullness and all the desirable perfections. If Christ had not been in it, perfection had not been in it, nor should that covenant have been able to perfect us forever, but it had left us as the first covenant did. But because God gave Christ for a covenant of the people, therefore perfection is in it, and came to us by it. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. The satisfactoriness of the covenant of grace is comprised in it. It is a soul satisfying, and he is a soul satisfying Christ. 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Song of Solomon 5, verse 16. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem. Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Yea, Christ is the foundation of that satisfaction which the souls of the saints find by being within the covenant of grace. He is the desire of all nations. Haggai 2, 7. It is in and for him that he is the desire, it is in and for him that it is satisfying. If Christ were not in the covenant, the soul of the saint could never say of it, this is all my desire. But because he is in it, therefore the spirits of men, by embracing it, find a satisfaction. Psalm 16, verses 2, 5, and 6. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And because Christ is given for a covenant of the people, therefore satisfaction is in it. 6. Christ is the sum of all covenant blessings. They are all abridged in him. Colossians 3, verse 11, but Christ is all and in all, one, eminently, because he is the chief blessing of the covenant. He is the marrow and fatness of the whole bargain. John 4, verses 10 and 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. 2. Comprehensively, because in him, as in a storehouse, all covenant blessings are treasured up. Colossians 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. John 1, verses 14 and 16. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. Ultimately, because he is that covenant blessing for which the whole bargain is sought after, and all other things are but sought for him. Matthew 13, verses 44 and 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant seeking goodly pearls. 4. Virtually, because when God giveth Christ, the whole covenant is reckoned to be performed. Luke 1:72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. 5. Consequentially, because all other covenant blessings follow him, as accessories follow any principal thing. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Proverbs 8:35. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Use number one. If Christ be all the covenant, or the sum and marrow of all which God hath given to his people by the covenant of grace, this speaketh sad reproof. 1. To those that seek something else, the strength of whose endeavors is laid forth upon something inferior, something besides the chief good. Isaiah 52, verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. To such belong that warning, Isaiah 50, verse 11. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that you have kindled, this shall you have of mine hand, you shall lie down in sorrow. 2. To such as seek and follow after something more than Christ, who is all the covenant, sure there are not a few who think that they have not a full blessing in Christ. Christ alone, without other things of this world, cannot content them. Genesis 30, verse 1. This evil under the sun hath reached some of those who have been within the covenant of grace. Genesis 15, verses 1 and 2. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? To such belong that warning, Jeremiah 45, verse 5. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, but thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. 3. It speaks reproof to those who seek something less than Christ, there being among those who are not of the worst sort of people whom life and salvation could satisfy. A created heaven without Christ could answer their desires after happiness. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Something of this also may overtake the children of grace. Among their several fevers and fits of distempers. Mark 9, verses 5 and 6. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. Such would remember Peter's words at another occasion, John 6, verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Which import that a created heaven would not be significant if Christ were not there. See also Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee? 4. It speaks reproof to those who wrangle about circumstances, to the prejudice of Christ, the substance and marrow of the gospel covenant. Those who seek some things of Christ to the prejudice of other things of Christ, that be the more weighty matters of the gospel, as put case, forms to the prejudice of substance, order to the prejudice of edification, uniformity to the prejudice of union, and this, whether by extolling of the highest and most weighty things of Christ, to the prejudice of other things which are also his ordinances, or by the depressing and decreeing of other more subordinate things of Christ, and circumstantial to the prejudice of the weightiest matters of the gospel. For although no ordinance of Christ be a little one, and to be set at naught, yet without controversy there are some of them more weighty than others. 2. For discovery how far we fall short in practical giving to Christ his own place in the covenant, there be very few, even of those who dare not knowingly slight Christ, who yet do give him his own room in the covenant. Consider it but a little. 1. He is the root and original of the covenant. Have you acknowledged and employed him as such? Have your soul transactions with God been grounded upon Christ's transactions with him? Or have you not, in point of soul covenanting with God, dealt as if the covenant had its first rise then, when it first entered in thy heart? Consider, I pray, where you have pitched the original rise and foundation of that blessed transaction. 2. He is the principal party with whom the covenant was made at the first hand. Do you always give that place to Christ? Do you put him foremost? Or do you not rather drudge him after you? I fear, nay, I doubt not, we deal in many things with God as if we were the principal party covenanting, in matter of gospel promises, as it were the principal creditor, to whom a performance of these things were due, and in matters of gospel commands, as if we were the principal debtors from whom a performance of duty could be expected. 3. Christ is the chief blessing of the covenant. Have you sought him as such? Or hath other blessings of the covenant had his room in thy heart? Have you sought life and salvation in the promises as the chief blessing contained in them? Or have you seen something in the promises better and more desirable than these, even Christ, who is in every promise and is the best thing in the promise? 4. He is valuable above all things else contained in the covenant. He is the full price of the whole bargain. Have you put this value upon him? Have you made him your all, your treasure, for which you treated in this bargain and bought the field? 5. He is the sampler and first copy of the covenant. Did you ever consider how the peace and union was first made in his person? Have you followed that blessed copy to have this your covenant with God, the divine nature coming down to you, and you brought up to meet with God in Christ and with him? And in him to have mystical union? 6. He is the sum of the covenant. Have you studied this compend well? How to reduce all the covenant to Christ, and to find it all in him, and to make all the covenant praise him? Use number 3. For trial, whether you be in the covenant of grace or not, whether you have taken hold of the covenant, as the prophet speaks, Isaiah 65, verse 4. Know it by this, if thou art in Christ, thou art in the covenant. If thou hast taken hold of him, thou hast taken hold of the covenant. John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Ephesians 2, verse 12. At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. To be without Christ and to be strangers to the covenant of promise are equivalent. If the covenant be given, Christ is given. And if Christ be given, the covenant is given. For you are in so far in the covenant of grace as you have anything of Christ in you. Colossians 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? If you have no right to Christ, then none of the covenant. Try therefore your standing. Sinners, where are you? Under the first husband or married to another? Are you in Christ or not, and consequently in the covenant of grace or without it? Romans 7, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Try this, 1. By your divorcement from idols and all other lovers, this covenant breaks all former engagements, whether they have been to lust or to creatures. Henceforth, if thou be in Christ and engage with him through this covenant, all these former engagements must be so far cast loose that hatred must be to lust instead of former love. Galatians 5, verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Mark 9, verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And half a love to the creatures, or limited, subordinate, secondary, regular, submissive love to them, instead of old heart engagements. Ezekiel 36, verse 25. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Psalm 45, verses 10 and 11. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord, and worship thou him. Joshua 24, verse 23. Now therefore put away, saith he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. Hosea 14, verse 8. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. 2. Try it by your consenting to the mutual tie which the covenant bringeth with it. For it doth not only hold forth what God will be to you, but what you must be to him. It obligeth you to be the Lord's, as well as it maketh him yours. Hosea 3, verse 3. It saith, thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. If then you consent as willingly to be Christ, as you have him made yours, by this reciprocation and echo of affection and engagement to him, you may know your being in him, and so in the covenant. Revelation 22, verse 17 and 20. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Song of Solomon 2, verse 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. 3. Try it by your subjection and submission to Christ. For they that are Christ, they do not only consent to be his, but there is a subjection of their consent unto him, as unto their head, husband, Lord, and king, as wives and subjects do in their covenants with their husbands and kings. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 13. The subjection of your consent. There must be a thorough compliance with Christ in all his offices, and in every part of each of his office. For we must not comply with Christ as a priest only, but also as a witness, a leader and commander of the people. Isaiah 55, verse 4. Since he is given for these ends as well as for the former, neither must we submit only to that part of his priesthood whereby he offered sacrifice and slight his intercession. Hebrews 5, verse 1 and 7, and Hebrews 9, verses 24 and 26. Nor only to the external part of his prophetical and kingly office, by subjecting ourselves to ordinances as the manner of formal hypocrites is, but to the sovereignty of his inward teaching and ruling also. Jeremiah 31, verses 33 and 34. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. Nor to his inward teaching and rulings only, as despisers of ordinances pretend, but to the external administration of his covenant by ordinances of worship and government also, so long as his tabernacle is with men, which must be till Christ giving up the kingdom. Revelation 21, verse 3, 22, and 23, with Ezekiel 43, verse 11. 4. Try it by your satisfaction with and acceptation of the whole bargain, without division, diminution, addition, or alteration of any clause in it. Isaiah 55, verse 3, Jeremiah 31, 32. Those who are in Christ, and so within the covenant of grace, do not divide the promises of the covenant from the condition and commands thereof, neither do they reject anything which God had put in that bargain. But, on the contrary, they close with, as it stands in the offer of the gospel, without boggling and scaring at the reservation of the cross, and with a soul satisfaction found in the offer, 2 Samuel 23, verse 5, saying with David, This is all my desire, in Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. 5. Try it by your accounting duties, your privilege, which other men account their burden. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Matthew 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. By your experiencing that holy facility in duties which springeth from love to Christ and delight in God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. Whereby it cometh to pass that the very work of believers is wages and hire in their hands. That, I say, is demonstrative of one being in Christ, and so of a new covenant estate. 6. Your equal endeavors after holiness in heaven, after conformity unto Christ and communion with him, if thy endeavors after sanctification be as vigorous as after salvation, if thou wouldest as gladly be made holy as be in heaven, if thou desirest as really to be made like Christ as to have fellowship with him, this speaketh thy being in him, and if so, thy being in the covenant. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 1 John 3, verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 7. Try it by your being humbled and provoked to holiness by the knowledge of your being in Christ, and your reflections upon this great privilege with humbling admiration. For after this manner hath it wrought upon God's children, Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, by the law of faith. Ezekiel 16, verse 36. That thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more, because of thy shame, when I am pacified towards thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. 1 Timothy 1, verses 13 and 14. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. John 14, verse 22. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? 8. Try it by your superlative valuing of Christ, the weakest faith which is precious, doth value Christ above all. 1 Peter 2, verse 7. To you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Proverbs 3, verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Christ is superlatively valued. 1. When Christ alone, without all other comforts, is looked upon as enough, when the soul taketh satisfaction in this portion. Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. When the soul reckons itself eternally made up in him and blessed itself in him. Lamentations 3:24. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. 2. When we value Christ out of love, not out of necessity only, as the manner of those is who come to him only in their exigency, as men use physicians. Psalm 116, verse 1. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. 3. When the excellencies of Christ do affect the heart to take pains to seek him proportionably as we seek after other things. Song of Solomon 5, verses 6, 9, and 10. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved hath withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, thou that dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. 4. When we are not easily offended at him, Matthew 11, verse 6, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Song of Solomon 5, verses 7 and 8. The watchmen that went about the city found me, they smote me, they wounded me, the keepers of the wall took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my love, that you tell him that I am sick of love. There is nothing that argueth more clearly a low esteem of Christ than a readiness to be soon and easily stumbled at him, or something in his way with us, or attending the way of seeking him. And on the other hand, nothing argueth a higher esteem of him than not to be easily offended at him. Let him do what he will, yet will I go after him. Let me meet with what can be imagined, which stumbleth others, yet will I hold on my way, is the thoughts and heart language of one that valueth Christ above all. Job 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Use number 4. To teach us whatsoever thing appertaining to this covenant we cast our eyes upon, to observe more of Christ in it. For if we look upon it aright, there is no part of the covenant, but we may hold Christ engraven upon it. He is the precious subject matter of the whole and of every part of the covenant, whether they be one, things covenanted by God to us. Christ is engraven upon every promise and blessing and privilege of the covenant. The righteousness and life whereunto we are restored are the righteousness and life of Christ, Jeremiah 23, verse 6. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness, Galatians 2:20, "Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. "But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Colossians 3, verses 2 and 3. "Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." The sonship, the spirit, the grace, the title to God, they are our partnership of Christ's sonship, his spirit, his grace, his covenant right to God. Romans 8:17. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Galatians 4:6. "And because you are sons, God has sent out the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." John 1:14-16. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Or 2, "whether they be things restipulated by us to God as conditions of the covenant, or as duties of the confederate people, upon every condition and duty of the covenant, Christ is engraven. The faith accepting covenant grace and blessing is the faith of the Son of God." Galatians 2:20. "The holiness and worthy walking whereunto we are called is that same thing whereunto we are chosen and created in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2:10 and Ephesians 1:4. Use number 5, for commending Christ to you. 1, see the necessity of receiving Christ and of being in him, without which we can have no right to the covenant, nor to anything contained in it. He is given for a covenant. If it were possible for you to receive all that is in the gospel offers and not to receive Christ, all these things without him could not change your covenant state. Ephesians 2:12. If you continue without Christ, you are still without the covenant. Therefore is that expression so frequently used to denote one in covenant with God, they that are in Christ. Romans 8:1 and 2 Corinthians 12:2. 2, learn the way how the confederate people should come to God. It is not enough that we should come to God and bring Christ with us as a third person, but we must also come to God as being in Christ, as one with him. John 15:2. And this is to come to God through Christ. Hebrews 7:25. 3, be persuaded to take him who is given of God for a covenant of the people. Make Christ your own, and you make all the bargain your own, for he is the covenant of the people, and he is all the apostle. Colossians 3:11. And whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, saith he himself. Proverbs 8:35. We beseech you, receive the gift which draweth all the covenant along with it. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you ask, when do we receive Christ? 1, when we receive the very bonds of the word, and that which doth most cross our corruptions and straighten the looseness and liberty of our flesh. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2, when we embrace and kiss the promises, that is, when we love them dearly and welcome them kindly for the good that is in them, for the things which they carry forth unto us. Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So did those worthies who obtained a good report through faith. Verse 39. 3, when we find and receive something sweeter and better in the promises than salvation, even Christ himself. Song of Solomon 5, verse 16. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. A temporary may receive the word with joy and the promises of the word, but how? For salvation that is in them. But the believer finds something in them better than salvation. John 6, verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. My heart and my flesh faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. 4. Since God giveth Christ for all the covenant, be you persuaded to take him for all and to make use of him for all. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1. To fulfill all the promises of the covenant to you, for in him they are yea, and in him they are all amen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2. To fulfill and perform the condition of the covenant in you, to determine your wills to believe. John 6, 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Song of Solomon 1, verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. John 12, verse 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. 3. To perform the duties in you which the covenant requireth of you. Philippians 4, 13. John 15, 5. And Ephesians 2, 10. Use number 6. For comfort and encouragement to believers. 1. Comfort yourselves in the bargain which you have made upon this ground. Christ is in the covenant, yea, he is given for a covenant of the people, and therefore all shall be well, and all shall be sure and firm. Isaiah 22, verse 23. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. Zechariah 10, verse 4. Out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail. Isaiah 3, verse 10. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Comfort yourselves, 1, against your being short of other men in worldly enjoyments. Christ is given you for a covenant, but not unto them. O wonder at it, and be comforted with him who said, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, and not unto the world? You can own Christ, they cannot. Psalm 67, verse 6. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. 2. Comfort yourselves against all snares, dangers, temptations, and storms that can blow against you in any way to heaven. Christ is in the covenant, and that shall be your safety. As the disciples were safe at sea against the greatest tempest, because Christ was in the ship with them. Matthew 8:13-28. Consider, he is embarked with you and shall bring you to land. 1 John 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Comfort yourselves against all your wants and weaknesses and all the miseries of your present condition. Christ is given for a covenant of the people. And though you be foolish, he is wise. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who is of God, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Though you be weak, he is strong. Psalm 89, verse 19. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Matthew 12, 29. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Though you be faithless, he is faithful. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Though you be nothing, Christ is all. Colossians 3, 11. Whatsoever is wanting in you is abounding in him. And if you abuse not the grace of Christ by turning it into wantedness, it is all one. If it be betwixt you, it's as good and much better to be in him than in you. For if he be given to you, all comes with him. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 2. Believers in Christ, you who have received him, who was given for a covenant of the people, take courage and boldness to Godward in all that you have to do with him. 4. 1. Having received Christ for a covenant of the people, you may pray and deal confidently with God as though Christ did beseech God by you. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. 2. You have gotten Christ, and therefore nothing shall be denied you. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? 3. You have received more than you know of. John 14, verses 4, 5, and 20. And whither I go you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. You have all the covenant if you have him. 4. You have received more than you want, a greater thing than ever you shall be capable to need or want hereafter. For how great soever your wants be, you cannot conceive them to be so great as Christ, who is given to you. Philippians 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. So let it be. This ends the reading of Ark of the Covenant Opened, or A Treatise of the Covenant of Redemption. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as SWRB's complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, T6L3T5. If you do not have a web connection, please request a free printed catalog. If you do have a web connection and would like to be added to our email list, please send an email to add@swrb.com with the word add in the subject line. This book, The Ark of the Covenant Opened, or A Treatise of the Covenant of Redemption, is also available from Stillwater's Revival Books in softcover format at a discount in our A to Z author listings. And please, don't forget to look over the 30 CDs that make up our Reformation Bookshelf CD set if you visit our website at swrb.com, as these CDs are a great way to build a major Reform library at a fraction of the cost of the printed book.